This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Fulfilled prophecy has always intrigued me and encouraged my faith in God and His Word. Zechariah makes some statements that uniquely point to Jesus Christ and some experiences he had during his final days on earth. Zechariah 11, verses 12 through 13, talks about paying a shepherd his wages. "They paid me 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said to me, 'Throw it to the potter.' So it was thrown into the house of the Lord to the potter." It's interesting to note in Matthew 26, 14 through 16, and chapter 27, verses 3 through 7, that Judas betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver, then in remorse threw it into the temple, and a potter's field was purchased with it. Again in chapter 13, verse 6, it says, "A prophet was asked, 'What are these wounds on your body?' His answer, 'The wounds I was given at the house of my friends.' Jesus came to his own and they didn't receive him. In fact, they participated in the process that led to his crucifixion." Another reference to this is in Zechariah 12:10, where God promises, "They will look on me, the one they have pierced." Finally, in Zechariah 13:7, you find the words, "Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." Jesus referred to this, predicting that the disciples would desert him in Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. These experiences are not coincidental in the life of Jesus. They fulfilled prophecies made hundreds of years before by prophets inspired by God. What they said should be taken seriously. Jesus did take them seriously.